This is the Abundance Mercy Podcast. Please open up your hearts to receive from the Lord.
And I will wait till my change comes. Till my change comes. I will wait and I will wait till my change comes. Your presence I will wait. Oh, at your feet I will wait. Lord, I will and I will wait till my change comes. Oh Lord, I will wait. I will wait, I will wait, I will wait on you, God, and I will wait till my change comes. Lord, I will wait on you. Lord, I will wait on you. Oh, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Even as we enter into rest, resting is all about waiting and being still and allowing God to take control. And today I declare for both you and for me, as we enter into this new season, entering into this new year, as we take time to give God in these last few moments of 2022, I declare that we will have no issues waiting for God to manifest His goodness and His promises. Oh, and I will wait till my change comes. Till my change comes, oh, till my change comes, and I will rest. Till my change comes, till my change comes, oh, I will rest, and I will rest. Till my change comes. Till my change comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to bless your name. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We say, let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. The Bible told us that the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding to the simple. Lord, even as we dive into your word in a moment, we pray that you grant us utterance and understanding. Perfect that which concerns us through your word, Lord, so that we shall have every reason to give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Isaiah 40 verses 28 to 31. I read from New King James Version. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'd like to talk to us briefly on the topic that says strength. Strength is the quality or state of being strong. Strength is also the capacity of an object to withstand great force or pressure. From our key text, we could see that God is the custodian of strength. It says, have you not heard, have you not known that the everlasting God is the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faint nor is weary. So God is the custodian of strength, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's financial strength. Every strength comes from above. The second key point you can pick from our key text is that God gives strength. Verse 29, it says, He gives power to the weak. So God is not only the maker of strength, He also has the ability to release strength to the weak. I pray for someone listening to this message this morning in every area that you need strength. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And so there are key areas that we need strength. The first thing is the strength for vision. If you go back to Architects in verse 31, it says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." Beloved, one of the greatest attributes of an eagle is vision. Eagles have excellent eyesight. They can see 8 times better than humans. Beloved, if we are going to be excelling in our dispensation, we need the grace, we need the power to be able to visualize the greatness of God amid every form of limitation. The book of Habakkuk 2:2-3 tells us that the vision is for an appointed time. We need strength to be able to see things from God's perspective, just as an eagle be able to spotlight its prey even from a very long distance. The second type of strength we need this year is the strength to fly high in destiny. The eagles are also experts in flying. They fly in high altitude. They can fly amidst the storm. In fact, the more the storm, the more the eagles soar higher in greater height. If you are going to be prevailing in the workings of God, you need strength to fly high. The book of 1 Samuel 2 verse 9 says, "By strength shall no man prevail." That you prevail this year, it won't be by your own strength. So for you to fly high in that career, for you to fly high in ministry, for you to fly high in destiny, you need the strength of God that is synonymous to that of an eagle. And that will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The third type of strength we need is strength for decision making. The book of James 1 verse 5 tells us that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. Proverbs 4 verse 7 also tells us the importance of wisdom. We need wisdom to make the right decision. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is profitable to direct. In whatever circumstance of life you have found yourself, making the right decision amounts to wisdom. And I pray that this year, the strength, the grace you need to make the right decision that will amount to you greater worth and greater depth, God is releasing to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And the final type of strength that we need is spiritual strength. When you have the spiritual strength, you have everything. As a matter of fact, the greatest source of any strength is spiritual. Ephesians 3:16 tells us, it says that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Human consists of three things: the body, the soul, and the spirit. It is through your spirit that God communicates with you. When a man dies, the soul goes back to God and the body goes to the ground. But it is your spirit that God communicates with. It is your spirit that connects with God. So for you to prevail, for you to be able to make the best use of your body, for you to have peace in your soul, your spirit needs to be connected. And that is why you need spiritual strength, because God desires that your spirit is intact so that He can be able to communicate with you. Through the spiritual, the hidden strength is revealed. If you look at the story of Daniel, the David, the Elijah, by themselves they were non-entities, but it is by the Spirit of God in them that they prevailed. And today we are reading about the eyes. Beloved, you need spiritual strength. How do we get this strength? Number one, you need the knowledge of God. Knowledge is key. Let's go back to our key text again. It says, "Have you not known?" There's a place of knowing, beloved. No one can function in the realm of what they don't know or appreciate. No wonder Daniel 10:32 tells us, says, "Those that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit." There's a place of knowledge. For you to walk in the realm of strength, you need the knowledge so that you can be able to prevail in the things of this physical and in the spiritual. Make it a point of duty to know God. Understand the strength that God has embedded in your life. Understand the dimension of the move of God for your life. And therein lies the greatest utility of strength. Number two, you need to wait. Wait on the Lord. If you go back to our key text in verse 31, it says, "But those who wait on the Lord." Part of waiting is perseverance. Part of waiting is endurance. Beloved, life is not full of bed of roses. There will be times that you need to wait. There are times that you need to tarry in the place of prayer for God to come true for you. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. I pray for you that the grace for you to be able to wait, God is releasing to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And the final thing you need to walk in divine strength is to acknowledge that you are powerless. Beloved, remember the story of the woman at the well in John verse 4. This woman went with an empty bucket to the well. If she had gone with a full bucket, she would lack space to be refilled. You need to acknowledge that you are powerless without God. It is until then that God can refill you. You need to acknowledge through your surrenderedness, through your heart cry of prayer, that Lord, without you, I am a non-entity. Without you, I am powerless. And God is able to do mighty and greater things in your life. You are going to raise a cry this morning and say, "Father, grant me the grace to know you. Grant me the grace to wait upon you. Can we raise our voice and say, Father, oh Lord, I want your strength. I want your strength. I want your strength. But Lord, I need the grace to know you. I need the grace to seek for you. I need the grace to wait upon you. In the name of Jesus, can you raise your voice? Masu takala baba baba kala baba. Mambre ekusu takala baba inde. Ekusu takala baba baba yagada baladai. The grace to find you, oh Lord, so that I can experience your strength. Father, let it rest upon me, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you this morning. The grace of God rest upon you right now. The strength of God rest upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Is there anyone weak, oh Lord? Is there anyone weary? Is there anyone lacking wisdom? Is there anyone that need, oh Lord, divine intervention? I decree by the power in the name of Jesus, receive all you desire right now. In the name of Jesus, the strength of the Almighty will overshadow you and it shall be well with you. The strength you need to prevail in the place of destiny, in the place, oh Lord, where help we matter, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, oh God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Be thou exalted, my Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
This was brought to you by the Abundant Mercy Podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram. God bless you.